is a step that deals with, it talks about discipline. It talks about spiritual discipline. You know, when I get up in the morning, every morning I did it, and I did it again this morning, I got up and I went through this litany. God, keep my day divorced. Please keep my day divorced from selfish, dishonest, and self-seeking motives. Please give me inspiration, intuitive thought, or decision. And then I plan my day, and I know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day, or at least what I plan on doing for the rest of the day. And if you wonder where I'm coming up with this stuff, it's in the big book. Okay? If you wonder where I came up with all this stuff, these instructions are in there. And if you look to the forward to the first edition, it says, to show others precisely how we have recovered is the purpose of this book. And when someone comes up to me today and says, I'm suffering from alcoholism and I don't know how to stop, I can tell them that. I can show you precisely how to recover. And instructions are in there, so help me God, go look for them. So I plan my day, and then I say my prayers. And as I go through the day, I do what the book says. I pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. I try and maintain some attitudes. The attitudes are, thy will, not mine, be done, and I'm not running the show anymore. And when I go to bed at night, I review my day. And I look for those same things, selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. I look and see if I've added more to the day than I've taken out. I look to see if I have contributed anything to this day. I look to see if I did anything to help a drunk. I look to see if I spread, if I help carry the word about recovery. And for those mistakes that I made during the day, I ask God's forgiveness. And I ask what to do about it. And God will tell me. I work with a lot of other people. Some of them are joys and some of them are terrible. They're all joys, really. You know, I love everybody in here, but I don't like some people. I've had an awful lot of experiences working with people where it's just been a job, but I owe that. And some people I've watched recover, and you can watch people recover right in front of your eyes. You know, they'll hit a spot. They'll hit like a cusp. And all of a sudden they will change right in front of you in 5 minutes, so help me God. The book talks about not wanting to miss something, and that is watching the fellowship grow up around you. You just don't want to miss it. It is an absolute joy. I work with a lot of people, and I learned that from Don, because he works with a lot of people. And I understand that I have the solution. And you know, it isn't something I made up, but I know how to work this program. And for me to say that I don't know how to work this program is a travesty. If you go, oh heck, I don't know how I got sober, I just go to meetings. And somebody's leaning on you because they need to recover from alcoholism, they'll go throw up on your shoes. This kind of information where you say, I just kind of hang around, that isn't a hell of a solution to me. You know, God's at the bottom of this program, but so is willingness. And how do I practice these principles in all my affairs if I don't know what they are? Principles are the steps. And they're all those things that are in them. I made a lot of jokes here this morning about spiritual stuff. And if you ever hear anybody talking about the spiritual part of this program, tell them that's, it's wrong. This whole program is spiritual. Every bit of it. This program is about spiritual growth, and if you think it's about something else, you're mistaken. I hope that there is something in you that makes you want to go on the same spiritual adventure that I'm on. It isn't mine, it's all ours. This is a we program. I will tell you that there are things available to you that you never dreamed of. There is a way of life that you never believed you could live. There is a sense of peace and serenity that you never believed you could have. And there is a sense of the presence of God that'll do things for your life that have never been done. If you want it, you can have it. It's right in the book. And if you don't understand it, just go find somebody that's done it before and ask them how they did it. They'll show you how they did it. You can have everything I've ever had. Thank you.